You are listening to Adda, a TransFin podcast. These are 15-minute conversations to achieve a singular objective, that is, to intrigue, amuse, and nudge you into thinking a little deeper. Also listen in for some riveting icebreakers. Do subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google to get that nice little notification every time an episode goes live.
Hello, everybody. This week we talk about biomimicry, about how we can solve human problems with the design of nature. And then we talk about how Nike Vaporfly shoes may finally make it to the Olympics. Oh, by the way, folks, don't forget to sign up for TransFin's virtual seminar on investing essentials, starting with Where Should I Invest? By our in-house experts, Nikhil Arora and Sharad Tupran. Hello, Simi. How are you on this fine, beautiful morning?
Hi, Sudhan. Good, good. What's up with you?
Same old. But yeah, of course, it's like a very great day to be alive.
Why?
I don't know. It feels like it's very important to be optimistic in this day and age.
I'm especially very happy after the Delhi election results. So yeah, so Sudhan, what are we talking about today?
So Simi, I wanted to talk about this thing called biomimicry.
Okay, what's that?
What do you think it is?
Biomimicry, mimicking the nature.
Very good. It's actually exactly what it is. So it is the science.
It wasn't very difficult to guess.
Oh, but then again, Simi, you are still very, very, very smart. Sorry. So, Simi, it is the science of finding answers to human issues by analyzing the design of our environment and of our nature, right? So, let me give you one tiny example. In 1960, right, engineers in Japan were at a dead end. They were just thinking, like, we have these very fast trains. How do we ensure that they enter the tunnels without, in a sense, creating small fractures within those tunnels? And to find a way out of this,
because of the fractures, or because of the, I think I remember reading this, because of the booming noise, I think, which they came out from the tunnel because of the difference in air pressure.
Yes, and the thing is, this caused tiny fractures within the tunnels themselves, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and then to find an answer to this, they looked at the kingfisher birds, about the shape of these birds' beaks.
Right.
And then they said, okay, fine, let's change the shape of the trains, of the engines, to be more beak-like, to be more elongated.
Right.
And this, in a sense, solved the entire issue because the trains now became streamlined.
Right.
And so this is like a very, very basic... Yeah.
Isn't that the same phenomenon which is used for airplane designing?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So everyone from Leonardo da Vinci to the Wright brothers who invented the aircraft, right? All of them saw birds and bats about their shape and size. And then after this, that's how they came up with these drawings and these ideas about planes and airplanes and aircrafts.
Right.
So, okay, Simi, let me ask you, what is your favorite animal? Or which is your favorite animal?
I don't know. I'm not really a nature person.
Really? Yeah. Okay, then fine. Okay. Then let me ask you, what is one animal that you absolutely hate or absolutely abhor?
Bats, whales, okay. I don't know.
Okay, and anything else?
Crocodiles.
Okay.
What about you? Sharks.
You really hate sharks? Okay, that's a very, very good answer to me. So, sharks, do you know what it is that makes sharks very efficient in the ocean?
Their thick skin, I think.
Yes, exactly, Simi. So basically, that is the reason why they are so fast, so quick, and so efficient in the water, right? And so the same technology was applied to swimsuits. And that's why most professional athletes who swim, their suits are designed based on shark skin.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it is, right? And that isn't the only example, Simi. In fact, in 1941, right, there was this Swiss engineer, and then he saw how these things called burrs. Burrs are like very tiny, like, you know, fruits or seeds.
Birds,
B-U-R-S, yes. Okay. About these birds that always attached onto his dog skin. And then based on his analysis of these birds, he came up with what, as of today, we call Velcro.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, of course, like, you know, we use it every day in, like, you know, shoes and, like, bags and, like, every place, right? But then the origin of this technology was in animals and in plants, was in our environment.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah. actors, right? And I mean, there are like so many other cases as well, Simi. For example, scientists are trying to find a way to make water harvesting more efficient.
Like rainwater harvesting?
No, just water in general, right?
Okay, like reusing water?
Not reusing, but in a way storing it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, right? And then for this, they are trying to analyze this particular beetle in Africa, which takes in vapor from the air, mm-hmm. and keeps it on its back and then drinks it whenever it wants to.
Okay, like akin to what a camel would do in the deserts?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
So like the same technology applied mm-hmm. in the real world,
mm-hmm.
right? And also there was this shopping center opened in Zimbabwe,
right.
which was fashioned after a termite hill.
Okay.
And they did this to increase the efficiency of the air conditioning of that particular building. In fact, this particular center apparently in the end used 10% less energy than any other.
Oh, nice. So I mean, what you mean to say here is termite houses or termite, I don't know what they're called.
Moles or like hills, basically. Yeah.
Right. They make the place cooler?
No, that's because they have these things called like an indoor air socket where the cool air can in a way come and accumulate.
Right. No more pest control in my house from now onwards.
No, yeah, I think you know still like get rid of the termites, but I'm saying if you want to have a house with a very efficient AC, then I would say look to the termites.
Nice.
It's so intriguing to me because this shows us that the answers to so many of our issues are all around us, are like already there. All we have to do is just find them. All we have to do is just search and look harder.
That's so Rumi like.
Oh, thank you, Simi. That's a very
great compliment. Yeah, you always just manage to end every topic on such a philosophical note. Wow, Sudhan, so charming.
But then isn't that what everything is in the end? Philosophy and thought and thinking and ideas.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, thank you, Simi. So Simi, what else do you have in mind?
I don't know. I mean, we were just discussing how a lot of swimsuits draw inspiration from nature.
Yeah.
So, and we were also talking about Nike shoes last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could just do...
Oh, I'm sorry, Simi. Did you in the end go back home and, smell all of your
shoes?
No,
I did not. I did not. My parents were around and you and they just, both of them advised me against it. So I did not.
Nice. Yeah. Your parents are very smart, just like I am.
Thank you, Sudhana.
It's a good
thing. So, yeah, I thought we could just mix up both the topics and, the Summer Olympics around the corner. And
Tokyo, right?
Yes, in mm-hmm. Tokyo. And like any other big game
mm-hmm.
leading up to them, there's a lot of rumors and controversies.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, it's about this pair of shoes by Nike called the Vaporfly.
Is that one word or two words?
It's one word, Sudhana, okay. Right? It's anyway an audio channel, so you wouldn't know how I'm going to write it.
If someone wants to like search for this word online on Google...
Google is smarter, it's smarter than you are. Come on, fine.
Please go ahead right. about the Nike Vaporfly, right?
Nike Vaporfly, okay. Right? So... Now, to give some context to it, it was launched in 2017. I mean, it has been available on in retail stores since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But very recently, so in October 2019, this Kenyan elite long-distance runner called Eliud Kipchoge, he mm-hmm. Ran 26.2 miles in less than 2 hours, which is shattering all world records,
okay.
Right? And the very next day, a fellow Kenyan, Bridget Kosgei, if mm-hmm. I'm not pronouncing it wrong, she shattered the women's marathon records in Chicago.
Okay.
Right. And one thing which was common between the two was...
Let me guess, they were both from Kenya.
I just said that. That's yeah, not... That's,
okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So other than the fact that they were from Kenya, they also were wearing the same pair of Nike Vaporfly.
Hold on. The same pair of shoes?
Of course, not the same pair of shoes, Sudhanva.
Okay. You mean same brand. Model. Okay.
Yeah. The same model. Okay. Right. And surprisingly so, according to recent research, mm-hmm. male runners who have been wearing the Nike shoes have run the top five of the marathon. Like they've recorded the top five of marathon running times ever. ever, right? Okay. So, I mean, the top five times recorded all the runners were wearing this particular shoe.
Why?
I mean, Nike Vaporfly.
Is it like because the shoes are very efficient, soft, very good for running?
Yes, yes. So, according to a Nike-funded research, it was found that the shoes can reduce a runner's energy cost and improve efficiency by up to 4.2%.
But then this was funded by Nike. Isn't that counterintuitive? Isn't that like a what do you call it? A clash of
interest.
Yeah,
clash of interest.
Isn't that a clash of interest?
No, they're saying it themselves, right? That it is going to improve efficiency, but they also claim that it's doing nothing extra to the, like, it's not giving anything extra to the runners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as much energy as the runner does expend, it's just going to reciprocate that. There's no external push or extra energy or efficiency which is put across, right? So so just coming to the details of the shoes very quickly, because it's under so much scrutiny. It has this huge thick foam, right, which it calls the ZoomX, right?
Okay.
It's squishier and bouncier, right? It's very light, basically, like akin to, right, I wear shoes from Skechers. They have something called the memory foam, right? They're very light, cloud-like feeling.
Yeah.
So Nike calls it the ZoomX foam. And in between of this foam is this carbon fiber plate, right? So which gives which is
it's embedded like a base, basically.
It's like a base and also gives a lot of strength and resistance to the entire movement.
Okay.
Right? But and the fact of the matter is both of these if I were to say the word innovation, they're not new, right? So the ZoomX foam, which I talked about, it was already being used by Adidas as a boost. Adidas referred to it as the boost foam.
Okay.
And the carbon fiber plate, which I said, was also used by Fila in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Right. But what Nike successfully did was to get the right kind of, if I were to say again, the right kind of the right thickness of the foam and to embed the plate in between these two.
Okay.
Right. And this has resulted in the increased efficiency. But again, there has been a lot of claim about how it's an external agent. Like it's not the runners themselves trying to up their efficiency, but rather use an exterior help, which is
the shoes are aiding them in becoming
faster.
They are
right. So it's in a lot of cases they've also been accused of mechanical or technological doping.
Okay, that's a very nice phrase. I mean, very interesting phrase.
Interesting phrase. Yeah, it's now this is not without any precedence.
Mm-hmm.
So drawing from what you were saying about the swimsuits, like these swimsuits which imitated a shark skin, which were actually banned. Right.
Okay.
So I think Speedo used to make them, and even Michael Phelps, who's the greatest swimmer of all time, he kind of very openly endorsed these Speedos, these particular kind of swimwears.
Mm-hmm.
But they eventually, because they kind of shattered all records one after the other, they were eventually banned.
Okay.
Right. And I mean, the full entire suits are kind of banned now, but you can still, I mean, I think you can wear them partially, like just the lower or something like that, right? Whole entire kind of swimwear is banned now.
Okay.
Right. And this has also seen some kind of precedence in tennis. So there was a particular way in which you could wire your tennis racket. It was called, I think, spaghetti stringing.
Spaghetti stringing. Okay.
Right? That's a particular way how the strings in your racket can be strung, and that kind of used to increase the efficiency with which you can control the ball or create a spin.
Okay.
Right. So there have been multiple instances of how external. So basically, when you say doping, it's in any doping or like associating it with cheating.
Hmm.
It's use of any exterior means which is probably not available to all of them. So if I'm saying a very super expensive pair of shoes or gadgets or stuff like that, it's not accessible to all, or which can like even harm your health. So like in case of doping, like chemical doping, which is like really banned, it's intake of drugs or particular injections, particular vitamins, multivitamins, all those things.
Okay.
Right? And it's very interesting how. Yeah.
So wait, so like all, so this thing was this, these shoes were banned initially, and then as of now they are going to be they're going to be allowed again.
Oh yes, yes, yes. So as I told you, there was a lot of controversy around all of this, but now the World Athletics, which is the body which governs the games, they kind of have come up with a couple of regulations which say that the thickness of the foam should be under 40 millimeters. Okay. So currently the Nike Vaporfly has 36, the size is 36 millimeters thick. And they said that there can be only just one carbon fiber plate, and that stands fine. It's also regulated that the shoe should be available for retail purchase at least 4 months before. So they're basically creating like a level playing field. Everyone can access it. And
so now those who run in the Olympics can run with these shoes?
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. They can.
Interesting. Just for my information, can you buy these shoes online on Amazon?
I have not looked at it, but Sadhana, as we discussed last week, you should be very careful if you're buying a fake good.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Then such nice subtle placement you do every time. You're getting really good at this, Sadhana.
Thanks. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, I'm not. I mean, that's really interesting.
Thank you. That's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening in. Do subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google. See you soon.